Then I look up as the bell above the coffee shop door goes ding. Two police officers walk in, chatting to one another and wearing the relieved looks of on-duty coppers who have found they have enough time in their shift to get a cup of coffee and enjoy a sit-down. I don't pay much attention to them as they walk in. The same, however, cannot be said for Henrietta. That full-throated laugh is immediately stifled with a strange strangled noise as she spots the coppers. Henrietta's eyes narrow and her brow closes in over them like a fresh thunderstorm. I say, slightly taken aback by this change of demeanour. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine,
Henrietta tells me, though she's now started shifting around on her chair uncomfortably. What is it with me and making people shifty since I started this detox? I never used to make people shifty, but now it seems like I can't hold more than 5 minutes of conversation with someone without them pretending that an earthquake measuring 6 on the Richter scale has just struck. Are you sure? I ask. Because if I've said or done anything...
You've done nothing,
she reassures me in a deeply non-reassuring tone of voice. Oh, okay. And yet my date still looks like the San Andreas Fault has just let go. So something is definitely going on. Then Henrietta starts throwing tentative glances over at the two coppers who have just given their orders to the barista and are now leaning against the counter chatting with her. Someone becoming instantly tense and out of sorts the second they see a police officer is always a sign of good things, isn't it? Henrietta then makes a huge play of looking out of the window into the quaint village street beyond. She plants an elbow on the table and covers the side of her head with her hand.
Are they watching?
She says in a stage whisper.
Excuse me? Are they watching?
Watching what?
Us.
I look over at the two coppers again, who are now clearly contemplating the purchase of muffins. Nothing about their demeanour suggests they give two hoots about what Henrietta and I are up to.
No, I don't think they...
She's fucking gone. Henrietta has disappeared, vanished into thin air. One second she's there, the next she's clearly not. Has she been taken up? Is the rapture upon us? Have aliens beamed her up to their ship for some probing? Has Henrietta been discorporated by some evil Oh no, she's just under the table. I suppose I better find out why. I do hope she's not suffered some kind of event. I lean down, flip up the long tablecloth, and stick my head under the table as well, in order to find out what afflicts her. Are you okay, Henrietta? What are you doing?
Hiding.
Hiding?
Yes. Hiding from them.
She stabs a finger over at where the two police officers have apparently decided that the muffins are a go and are making their selections in a very considered manner.
You're hiding from the police? Yes, of course I am.
Oh, bloody hell. I'm on a date with a criminal. A crook, a lag, a felon, a villain. A delinquent of the highest order. Why, I venture, now acutely aware that to everyone else in the coffee shop, I appear to be holding a conversation with the underside of an oak coffee table.
Because they are part of it, Andy.
Part of what?
The organisation.
There's a hectic excitement in Henrietta's voice now as she continues to stare out at the coppers, like a hunting dog on point. What, the police force? I hazard.
That's just part of it. The organisation is everywhere.
Is it?
Yes, and it has many names.
Does it?
Yes, the Illuminati.
Oh?
The Great Ones.
Really?
The Deep State.
Huh?
The Low Men in Yellow Coats.
Pretty sure that one's a Stephen King book.
They're everywhere, Andy.
Henrietta continues, wild-eyed, and obviously very keen to impress upon me the importance of all this.
And they control the internet, everything on it.
Okay, so I'm not having coffee with a hardened criminal, it appears. Just someone who's clearly a conspiracy theorist of the highest order. Joy of Illuminati joys.